Relevant Podcast. Anytime, anywhere.
Welcome, everyone, to the weekly edition of the Relevant Podcast, the audio companion to relevantmagazine.com and Relevant Magazine. Today is Monday, September 12th. I'm Cameron Strang, and here with me is our managing editor, as always, Juan Kim.
How's it going, people?
And the third member of our trio, Flynn Atkins, is actually still on the road touring with his group, LA Symphony. So mad shout outs to Flynn.
He's bored in the van right now.
Yeah. Each week in the podcast, we take a quick look at what's happening at the intersection of faith, culture, and modern life. And as always, first up, a look at the new music albums releasing tomorrow. Tell the Reaper Man, and the stars above, that you're the one I love. You're the one I love. The one I love. You. You're listening to a preview of the new album Life in Slow Motion by David Gray, who is a favorite of the Relevant office. This is actually his latest album after a three-year gap. Also releasing tomorrow is Omega Watts. Here's a sample from his album The Find.
Shane and Shane is coming out with a new album, An Evening with Shane and Shane, tomorrow. We just found out that they just finished it last week, so take a listen to their new album. Here's Stella Star with their latest, Harmonies for the Haunted. I'm a jealous man. Ooh, I can't relate. She's a dull-eyed girl. Ooh, with no complaints. But there's another side that I'm trying to track. It's you up in your mind, and let me take a step at the secrets that you know. Sweet troubled soul.
If you caught the podcast last week, you know that tomorrow also brings us new albums from Switchfoot, Nothing Is Sound, and See Your Rose. So you'll have to go back and listen to that one for the musical preview of those albums.
Nice. Push them back.
It comes all around full circle. This week also brings us a couple of DVDs you might want to check out. For WB fans, there's the complete fourth season of Smallville. Why'd you laugh?
WB.
Also, the movie Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, featuring the stellar acting of Mos Def. Fever Pitch, for all you romantic comedy fans. And the four-disc collector's edition of Ben-Hur.
That's awesome.
It's a lot of Ben-Hur. This week, coming up in movie releases, we have Just Like Heaven, starring Reese Witherspoon.
Mark Ruffalo.
No comments.
Yeah. Napoleon's John...
Oh, yeah. Napoleon Dynamite is in this one. Also, Thumb Sucker, featuring an all-star cast, including Keanu Reeves.
Whoa.
Lord of War, with my favorite... No, actually, it's a complete lie. I can't stand him. Featuring Nicolas Cage. There's also Ethan Hawke, so it might be good.
It's rated R.
And that brings us to Slices, news that you saw or will see on relevantmagazine.com. Take it away, Juan.
All right. Well, starting on September 16, AdultSwim.com, it doesn't sound as shady as that URL sounds, but they're going to actually get full-length episodes of Aqua Teen Hunger Force and Robot Chicken. Have you ever heard of that, Cameron?
I actually have the cup and the fly action figures on my desk right now. But I'm not a nerd. I just thought the cup looked cool.
Well, anyway, you can see it on Friday nights, the full episode. So if you have nothing to do on Friday nights, there you go.
Which is probably a lot of you who subscribe to podcasts.
Listening to it on Friday night.
Universal Pictures has bought worldwide rights to an untitled movie starring...
Musical.
Oh, you're right. It is a musical starring Outkast, hip-hop duo Outkast. It's set in the 1930s and centers around two Southern characters as they seek out love and success. It sounds like a true story.
This next piece of news is probably for the same guys who are watching Teen Hunger Force, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, but J.K. Rowling, the author of, you know, the Harry Potter series, in her fight to, rid piracy online, all the books of the Harry Potter can be purchased via Apple iTunes.
Really?
Yeah.
So iTunes is getting into books
now?
Well,
it's going to be audio, so you can download it and listen to it.
And that makes sense.
Draw the lightning on your forehead.
So that bootleg that you and I made reading Harry Potter for the kids that we put on LimeWire, that's what they're fighting, huh?
Yeah, but that one was in Chinese, though.
That brings us to probably the biggest news of the week, which is Kanye West's album, Late Registration, debuted, of course, at number one. It easily surpassed 1 million units by the end of the week.
Yeah.
And the reason why it's big news for us is because of all the emails we got, because of Mr. West's just so touching comments at that Hurricane Benefit special on NBC, where he said the comments about, you know, Mr. Bush hates black people and all that kind of stuff. Well, as you know from seeing the new issue, there's Kanye West is part of our cover story. He's one of the people that we selected as a visionary. So we got all these emails saying, how can you select such a racist, you know, blah, 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 as a visionary in your magazine? And I actually have replied to almost all of the emails so far. And, you know, basically, my explanation is this. I still think that he was a valid inclusion in that list. That list was a list of people who have done something to positively impact popular culture or the worlds we live in. They took a risk. They did something out of the box, and it was for good. Whether you agree with him or not, which, you know, obviously the more he opens his mouth, the less, you know, we agree with him. But, you know, Kanye West, with the song Jesus Walks, put Jesus on mainstream radio. And we never once have said, hey, he's a Christian, he's a role model, look up to him. All we said in that piece was, he got Jesus on the radio.
And he took that context.
Within that context, he took a risk to make a positive impact for something he believed in, and he did it. And even besides that, when you look at some of the things he's doing and, like, pulling up artists like John Legend, who, you know, is a worship leader at his church for 8 years and who also will be featured in the next issue of Relevant.
We'll get a lot of feedback on that too, probably.
Yeah, probably will. Well, John Legend is a little less controversial than Kanye West, but, you know, he's doing positive things. Yes, he's opening his mouth and saying stuff that makes us cringe. And no, we don't endorse him. We you know, he's rough around the edges, but so were several other people in that list.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a list of perfect Christians. It was a list of people who did something to try and make a positive impact on the world they live in. And that's all the list was. And in that context, we stand by his inclusion in the list.
Yeah.
Now, maybe next time we'll run a cover story saying, here are 12 perfect people that we fully endorse everything they do in their life, in their private life, and in their public life. But that's not what that list was.
So you're saying we don't endorse Gold Digger, his number one track right now?
Yeah, we try to overlook certain things. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I understand the criticism, and I understand that, you know, Relevant needs to be careful of the people that we put on our pages. But in reality, you know, there's no, if we have to live under the context of we can only put blameless people in our magazine, we can't talk to people who are interesting people who have opinions of about faith and culture that challenge us and that see the world differently than we do, then we couldn't have Moby, we couldn't have any of the artists that we do have in there, and frankly, we couldn't have a lot of the Christian artists we have in there, because how many Christian artists are, you know, have had scandals in their careers and in their lives, or even ministers and pastors? So basically, Relevant would turn into a book of just me and Juan. And
we're blameless.
Yeah, we are, and we don't want to do that, because really, we're not self-promoters.
I think what you're saying is, the dialogue that we have, we actually encourage that. We enjoy that, because at least people are thinking and they're actually writing back saying, hey, we disagree with you, and we want to be able to talk and dialogue through this, because that actually means we're thinking Christians, and that's good.
Yeah, Relevant's job has never been to give all the answers and to say, here's what you need to think. Relevant's job, we feel, is to challenge you, challenge us in how we view the world, how we interact with the world we live in, what we do with our lives, the people that we affect, and how we view God and our relationship with Him. We want to be challenged in that journey. The second we have it all figured out and we just kind of fit into this nice little, just kind of way of doing things, I think is the moment we, quote-unquote, become irrelevant. And I think relevant Christianity is one that is continually looking to grow and to challenge and to change the world that they live in.
That's good.
There you go. All right, on a little bit of lighter note.
Yep, a little tangent here. We're actually going to give you our Super Bowl picks and our college football picks. We know it's kind of the time for the gridiron. That's I guess that's another moniker for football, pigskin.
For all you ladies out there who are listening to the podcast.
So basically, if you download this podcast, you can play it back about 3 months or 6 months later and see who got the right pick. So Cameron, knowing all that you know about, this is NFL football, we'll do college next. Uh-huh. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Who's going to be in the Super Bowl? Who's going to end up winning?
I'm not really an NFL fan, more of a college guy, so I'm going to go with the easy one and just say New England again, because, you know, why not? Although, I do have concerns because of their coaching staff having so much turnover this year.
Ooh.
Charlie Weiss and their defensive coordinator is gone.
Wow.
And New England is one of only two teams that doesn't have an offensive coordinator, which I don't know how far that can take them, to be honest with you. But personnel-wise, have you know, been there, done that. They know what it takes to win. I'll go with the safe bet and say New England.
Okay. In case you guys are just listening to us now, we're not ESPN. Sounds like it there.
Shh.
And my
I'm auditioning.
My pick is going to be in the Super Bowl, New England versus Indianapolis Colts. Indianapolis Colts pulls it off.
No way. Not with Tony Dungy.
I know.
He can't win. He puts together solid teams, but he can't close the deal.
It's a sentimental pick.
Oh.
All right. All right, college football. Let's do it.
College football. Everybody's saying USC. I say no way. I don't see it. I think there's too many distractions. I think they're too high on the hog. I think they're going to buy into their own hype. They're going to let their guards down. Somebody's going to sneak up on them. It happened to Oklahoma last week or a week ago. It'll happen to USC at some point this season. So I think that the Sugar Bowl, or is it the Sugar Bowl? Again, it's not the Sugar Bowl. Is it the Fiesta Bowl? The championship game this year will be probably Texas and a team out of the SEC. Whoever can escape the SEC East, whether it's Georgia, Tennessee, or Florida, I think will be playing for the national championship. I'm a Florida fan. I'd like to say Florida, but the fact that it's the first year under a new offensive system, I don't know about it being their year this year. Next year, watch out, though.
That's good stuff. I go with USC. I'll keep it short and simple. And by the way, with the Super Bowl, I was kidding. I was testing you guys. Indianapolis Colts is in the same, you know, AFC division as New England. I go with the Eagles. Just want to make sure you guys were paying attention.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I go with the Eagles.
I didn't even catch it because I'm not an NFL guy. Okay, this brings us to, you know, wrapping it up with a little bit of what's going on at Relevant this week, our women's magazine, which we're launching. Juan and I aren't launching. Our female staffers are launching. Juan and I are making a girls' magazine. It's called Radiant. It was mentioned in the new issue of Relevant magazine. We'll actually start getting word out in a more substantial way starting in October. But Radiant actually launches in February of 2006. So
awesome.
A few months. And we have this week finally signed off on the creative direction. We saw the cover and the designers are rocking this thing out and it's exciting. All the girls are giddy with excitement. Not to say that the girls are giddy, but they're kind of giddy. But we're really excited about Radiant and what it's going to do out there. And also the Relevant College Edition went to print this week, yes. 72 pages, a little bit smaller than Relevant Magazine in trim size and in page count. It's a different focus, though. It's 250,000 copies distributed mainly on only on college campuses, mainly state schools, mainstream schools. So the tone of Relevant, the college edition, is a little bit different than the regular magazine. It's a little more introducing faith and those things. It's not really evangelistic, and it's not necessarily talking as deeply as Relevant talks, but it's more focused on college life and faith and what am I going to do with my life and what's hot right now and music and all that kind of stuff. So the Relevant College Edition, if you're not in college, just be the creepy older person that walks around the campus and go by the student union and pick one up. It's it'll be definitely worth it.
Very cool.
Cool. Well, that'll wrap it up for us this week. As always, I'm still Cameron Strang.
And I'm still Juan Kim.
And we'll see you next week on the Relevant Podcast.
Relevant Podcast. Anytime, anywhere.